Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 14, text 17. Kadachin manorato bhagata pitripita mahatya sat sadati sapna nivritti lakshanam anubhavati. Kadachit, sometimes. Manorata upagata, obtained by mental concoction. Pitri, the father. Pitamahani, or grandfather and others. Asat, although long dead. And although no one knows that the soul has gone. Sat, again the father or grandfather has come. Iti, thus thinking. Swapna nirvritti, lakshanam, the kind of happiness found in dreams. Anubhavati, the conditioned soul feels. Sometimes the conditioned soul imagines that his father or grandfather has again come in the form of his son or grandson. In this way, he feels the happiness one sometimes feels in a dream, and the conditioned soul sometimes takes pleasure in such mental concoctions. Purport. Due to ignorance of the real existence of the Lord, the conditioned soul imagines many things. Influenced by fruitive activity, he comes together with his relatives, fathers, sons, and grandfathers, exactly as straws gather together in a moving stream. In a moment, the straws are thrown everywhere and they lose contact. In conditional life, the living entity is temporarily with many other conditioned souls. They gather together as family members, and the material affection is so strong that even after a father or grandfather passes away, one takes pleasure in thinking that they return to the family in different forms. Sometimes this may happen, but in any case, the conditioned soul likes to take pleasure in such concocted thoughts. So, this is imagination. Sometimes, kadachit, someone imagines that my grandfather has come back, or my father has come back, or my son has come back in the family after having died. Especially these days, we find these things in the so-called New Age. You know, people are imagining. They go to some mystic, they go to some psychic, and they find out that their father has come back. The same family. Or that their son has come back, or they, without any mystic, by their own mystic vision, they know it, they really know it. And it's all in the mind. There's nothing to it. It's completely imagination. But by that imagination, they get some feeling of happiness. My long lost relative has come back in the family. Now we're together again. Or, still better, one imagines that one's true love from one's previous life has come back, and I've met her again. And now again we're together. And we'll be together for many, many lifetimes. again, this is all illusion, but one is enchanted by the idea that this relationship is eternal. My relationship with my father, or relationship with my son, or my relationship with my grandfather, my relationship with my lover is forever. It goes on lifetime after lifetime. Completely by mental concoction. The actual story is, as mentioned here, that we're, as conditioned souls, we're floating, just about floating, in the ocean of material existence. Sometimes we're floating, sometimes we're going under. What is that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says? What is that song? That we're being washed away by the waves of Maya. So it's like that. In this ocean of material existence, the way in a regular ocean, sometimes some straw or some seaweed or some pieces of loathsome come together for a little while, and then by the forces in the ocean, they're separated again and they drift out in different directions. So sometimes some conditioned souls are brought together for some time, and then they're called family members or friends. They're together, stuck together, and then they're separated. Death comes, or change of circumstances, and they float off, and they're never seen together again. That's actually what's going on. Another example given in Srimad Bhagavatam is they're like travelers who come together at night at some inn. These days we hardly have inns, we have no hotels or something. But anyway, they used to have inns. And travelers would come together, and they would spend the evening at the inn, and naturally they would hang out together and then take rest, and then in the morning they all go on their way. Someone's going to London, someone's going to Edinburgh, someone's going here, someone's going there. But for one night they're all together, and the next morning all dispersed. That's how it works in the material world. We're brought together in these groups called families and friends or nations. And by the power of the material energy, we're separated again. That's how nature works. But manorata means by mental concoction. Tajahati yada kamaan sarvantarta manovata. When Arjuna asked Krishna about the signs of a self-realized person, how does he sit, how does he walk, how does he speak? And Krishna didn't answer directly, he speaks like this, he walks like that. Instead Krishna said, Prajahati yada kaman sarvan parta manogatam. The sign of a self-realized person is that he gives up all material desires based on mental concoction. Manogatam. Practically everything in the material world is going on by mental concoction. The first mental concoction is that I'm this body. That I'm independent, that I can do as I like. That's the beginning, to imagine that I have no connection with Krishna. to imagine that I'm on my own, to imagine that I'm independent, to forget about Krishna. That's first concoction. From that comes the next thing, that I'm this body, because we immediately come under Maya's sway, and Maya says, what would you like? What will make you happy? And we imagine something. If I had this, I'd be happy. If I had that, I'd be happy. Some particular idea of sense gratification. And according to that idea, we get the body. Lifetime after lifetime. Shrotram sparshu chakshunam cha rasanam kranam eva cha adishthayam anaschayam upasevate manaschayam vishayam upasevate. The living entity has a particular set of desires in his mind. And according to those desires, the mind stays. We leave this body, we give up this body, tata dehantara prapti. But the desires stay with us in the mind. And the mind stays with us. At the time of leaving the gross body, the soul takes the subtle body with him. And in terms of the desires residing within those, that subtle body, he takes his next body. Shrotra, sparshu, chakshunam cha. Shrotra means ears, chakshu, eyes. Shrotram, chakshu, sparshunam cha, particular sense of touch. Rasanam, sense of taste. Hands, legs, all adishtaya manaschaya, all of them grouped around the mind. The mind says, I would like to have eyes like this, blue ones, or flashy ones, or sharp ones, or this one or that one. I would like to have this kind of, I would like to have sense, be able to feel this, I would like to be able to see that, I would like to be able to touch this, I would like to be able to taste that. He's got some idea. This would be nice. And accordingly, he gets a particular kind of body built around that mind. The Maya, of course, it depends on your cash balance. Cash balance means your stock of past activities. Just as you may think, I'd like to live in such and such kind of house, but it depends on your cash. Depends on your economic situation. Not that you can say, I'd like to live in a palace. All right, and the palace is there. You may get, you know, one of these dumpy places. You get something according to your desire and according to your means. Usually our means don't allow us to get what we desire. But the desire has something to do with what we get. According to our past activities and our desire, we get something. We get the next one. It may be in the human form of life, it may be in the animal form of life, or fish species, or so many. And according to desire, the living entity is getting something. Different kinds of animals reflect different kinds of desires. The tiger gets ferocity and full facility for killing and eating fresh meat. The other animals, the monkeys, get to run and jump and tear things apart and create mischief all day and have a lot of sex. And some other animals, they, like the hippopotamus, he just gets to sit in the water all day and just kind of sit there and keep his mouth open, and food drifts in. And big. He had a desire. Well, so many different kinds of living entities. Some of the animals are sharp dressers also. The giraffe, the zebra. Well dressed, sharp. Some of them can run fast. The joggers can become something in the next life. So it's all based on desire. And it's all based on mental concoction. I'll be happy if this, I'll be happy if that. And of course, I'm never happy with any of it. But I'm imagining. I'm imagining that I'll be happy. I'm imagining that I'll be happy. Or even, I'm imagining that I'm happy. I'm imagining that I'm happy. It's a kind of mental self-persuasion. I'm doing this, and therefore I'm happy. I love it. I'm really having a good time. He's having a good time because he's imagining that he's having a good time. It all depends on the mind. As long as the mind is, I'm having a good time, then he's having a good time. And as soon as the mind says, I'm tired of this, then the same thing is no longer about having a good time, it's about being bored. Because it's all mental concoction. It's all mental concoction. He's imagining, this girl just loves me. And the whole thing depends upon that imagination. She's imagining, this man is so wonderful. He loves me, and this and that. It's all imagination. As soon as the imagination wears off or gives out, then the whole thing becomes pedestrian or horrible. Because it's all dependent on